Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, November 12th, 2018. If you know a veteran, be sure to thank them as we celebrated Veterans Day yesterday. Today, now my son just gets the day off from school. Say hi, Barrett.
Hi.
Patriots game was an epic fail. Some very funny moments from SNL where Pete Davidson made an apology. I had to apologize to my wife. And Dan survived the weekend. Yay, Dan.
Woo!
So last week we were calling it Final Danstination. Dan had a tough week. The house flooded. There was a milk bomb that exploded that precluded him from voting. He got into a car accident rear-ending somebody, and then the next day got into another car accident when a motorcycle rear-ended him. And then to wrap up the week on Friday, he had to go DJ a wedding. And
oof.
It was only his second wedding ever.
Yikes.
And the first one was a debacle.
Yeah.
Do I have all of that correct, Dan?
You ain't lying so far.
Okay, so I know, Kennedy, you brought some audio of the introduction at the wedding. Before we get to that, though, I want to play the audio that you have, Dan. This is the bride, right?
Yes, this is the bride. Her name was Amanda. She's lovely. This is her after the wedding. I just wanted to catch up with her and kind of get her thoughts.
I'm here with the newly minted Mrs. Amanda Borowski.
Yes, hello, Dan.
You just got married.
I did. I am a Mrs. Anthony Borowski now.
How was your wedding?
It was amazing. Thank God Dan and I are on the same wavelength for music because I had people dancing during the dinner hour. It was amazing, and we didn't stop dancing until 8 o'clock.
Your family's nuts, which helps.
Of course we are. We have a friggin' blast.
So I don't know if you've heard, but I have had a terrible week. I've had a Final Destination type of week. Someone's trying to kill me. The universe is plotting against me all week.
Okay.
And I was 100% sure your wedding was going down in flames and it was going to be my fault.
Oh, hell no. You were DJing. It wasn't. That was my biggest thing.
Oh,
Dan's
no.
DJing. I know it's going to be a blast. And that's how we knew we were going to have a great wedding. We had a blast. It was so amazing. We were so lucky to have Dan. I'm so happy.
I should hire you as my publicist.
Hell yeah.
A lot of hell yeahs in there. She was very happy bride.
Yeah, okay. When I got there, Dan and the bride are really the only people I know.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of her family or friends, mm-hmm. but I love her. So I got there and everybody's milling about and I'm like, I'm just going to stand with Dan. The
so
only
you,
way
you were
go.
Dan's roadie?
She was like my assistant for the night. It was a nice switch from how we normally do things here.
I totally worked for Dan. It was
Kennedy,
awesome.
Kennedy, go grab that record. I need that song.
No, I did. I
did
ran
you
into
tip her out,
things.
Dan, at the end of the night?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
She was gone away before the end of the night.
Shocker. I didn't stay to the
The Irish goodbye to everybody.
But I did get... No, I didn't. I said goodbye. I did get a text from her, though. She said Dan was so good. He had so much fun, and the music was awesome. I was pretty tipsy when he interviewed me.
I cut out some of her more tipsier moments.
Yeah, she said I may have threatened Carson to be nice to Dan.
What is this audio that you brought,
so,
Kennedy?
You know, the DJ, his first real thing he has to do in the wedding is to introduce the wedding party as they come in after they took all the pictures. So this is that.
You're like a ring announcer.
Oh, it gets more.
Coming in.
Grandiose.
Yes, Daniel.
Coming in next, your bridesmaid, Nadine David, and groomsman, Keith Zetta.
Top rope.
I thought he did great.
Coming into the main stage.
Hey, it's like being at a Celtics game.
I love it, man.
Getting the crowd amped. Don't you feel like you were there?
Did anyone do talcum powder?
And now, coming in solo because he needs all your
That was her brother, and he was so extra. He gave extra a new meaning.
I can't wait to hear from the bride and groom.
Rise and join me in making a little bit of noise as I introduce to you for the very first time, Mr. and Mrs. Anthony and Amanda Borowski.
I have to tell you, Dan's the only DJ I've ever seen that that does, you know, dance dance, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
To the Cocktail Hour instrumentals. Like Rachel Platten's fight song was playing, but it was the nice, beautiful instrumental. And he's singing. You can hear him at the table. This is my fight song. It was awesome.
All I can be is me.
And you were perfect.
All right. That's before great. The introductions, I walked over to the bartender.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, could I get a Jameson and Ginger like 20 minutes before the introductions?
Take the edge off a little bit.
You just steady the nerves here.
All right, we have some final thoughts here.
Do you have any final words about your wedding tonight?
If you need a DJ, you call Dan because he is the best. We had a blast. I'm not kidding you. We danced the entire night. You need to hire Dan. I promise you. And Carson, don't you dare badmouth Dan. I will come after you. I'm
oh,
lying. I love you, Carson. I'll see you sometime soon.
I'm going to edit that part out, though.
I look, Dan, before the wedding, you were like ready to retire and never do weddings again. Are you going to do weddings?
I am up in the air if I'm going to do more weddings.
I got a bar mitzvah for you in 2 weeks, buddy.
You did so well. Do not. You did so well. Seriously.
I want to give a shout out to
Jameson.
I want to give a shout out to Steve. He showed up in suspenders and a galaxy hat, and he got the dance floor popping.
Yeah, we just called him suspenders.
I just said, hey, suspenders, I need you tonight.
She's got the Hollywood hookup 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
All right, guys. So the wildfires in California are awful,
man,
awful, awful, awful. And a lot of celebrities live out that way as it pushed towards Malibu and the Pacific Oceans, prompting evacuations in Malibu. We told you last Friday that Kim Kardashian had about an hour to get her stuff and get out.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith took a video of his home. Here's what it sounded like.
We haven't been told to evacuate just yet, but Willow is nervous, so she made me go outside and make a daddy assessment. Our house is there. The fire's right there. That is very scary. We are prepared to evacuate as soon as we get the word. If you are in the evacuation zone, go now.
Did you see that one picture that's been circulating mm-hmm. around of, I don't know, it was
the smoke.
Yeah, but the one particular
like
highway right on the cliffs.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It looks like something out of Pacific Independence Day or whatever. It didn't look real.
It's unbelievable.
Gerard Butler's home is completely gone. Shannon Doherty's home is completely gone. Camille Grammer's home, completely gone. Alyssa Milano and Rainn Wilson shared that their homes had been spared. Caitlyn Jenner and Orlando Bloom were among those waiting words on their home. And Tori Spelling said that Jenny Garth took in her entire family, including pets, after being evacuated.
Wow. Annie, did you hear about the Bachelor house?
It didn't burn down.
It caught fire, though.
But it didn't burn completely down.
Right.
Yeah. But it's just horrible. It's so horrible. I cannot imagine.
During Friday night's episode of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, Chip and Joanna Gaines revealed that they were lying the whole time when they said they wanted to go home and spend time with their children. Nope, they've got a television
That's
network.
That's not what they said.
That is exactly what they said.
They said they were lying?
No. 6 months ago, they said they were quitting to be with their family. They lied.
We're gonna take some time off.
Here you go.
She's angry at these two.
You are angry at beautiful, beautiful decorations.
I'm not angry. They just lied.
They're
liars.
They're wonderful people, Kennedy, and they changed their
mind. I
don't care.
They didn't change their mind. It's been in the works the whole time. They had a non-compete. Here's the audio.
We signed a non-disclosure. And it said, quote unquote, you can tell your mother, but that's it. So, Mom, I just wanted to make a quick announcement. We are coming back to television. You're going to get to see the kids grow up. You'll get to see us, obviously, maybe a six-month delay like the rest of the world, but we're excited to be back.
Yes!
The new channel will be partnering with HGTV Parent Discovery on a new network. The new channel will start in the next 12 to 18 months. It will be called The Magnolia Network.
No.
Of course it will.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yes. Can we just take a few moments here to just revel in this?
Nope, I'm going to move on. Goo Goo Dolls and Train have announced that they are teaming up next summer for a co-headlining tour. What?
Yeah. And it'll be called the Magnolia Tour.
It is a massive 45 outing. It will run from June through August. It will feature 45 outing. They will stop at 45 different places.
Nice.
It will feature Alan Stone in a support slot. Train just released their greatest hits album. The album features Hey Soul Sister, Drops of Jupiter, and a cover of Careless Whisper, because it's what America needs right now. They will be here August 17th at the Xfinity Center.
When does the Magnolia Network launch? Do we have a date?
12 to 18 months.
12 to 18 months.
Coming up at 7:30, we're going to talk about Mark Wahlberg and his new bestie, Post Malone.
Stop.
I can't.
So we'll,
and what he ordered at Wahlburgers.
What will be the name of the new show? Did they give that yet?
No.
They're garbage.
No, it's a new channel. It's
what?
Not just a show.
I know, but I'm just saying, they're going to have a show on it, too.
No, honey, just the Magnolia Network. It's 12 to 18 months. You got to give them some time to figure it out.
We're about to get my wife on the phone, and I owe her an apology. I did something while she was gone out of town over the weekend that I'm going to pay dearly for a very long time.
I just put your foot down in it.
I feel like you're over exaggerating.
So she had a sister's weekend. Her and her sister went down to see the Rockettes, and just a weekend down there with some friends and shopping and enjoying New York City as they get ready for the holidays. She saw the Rockefeller tree, you know, ceremony, all that stuff. And so on, I think it was Saturday, we went to the ski show. I had a beer while I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then
just one?
Just one. Yeah, I had just one. And then when we got back home, I had a second beer. And my second was like one of my good IPAs. And Barrett was playing Fortnite. And he's like, hey, Dad, can I buy something in here? And I was like...
Like inside of the game?
Yeah. So he plays a free version on the phone. But I guess you can buy stuff. You can buy what they call V-Bucks, virtual bucks, to allow you to buy pieces of the game. He's been playing this game for like a year and has never bought anything because I won't allow it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, can I spend like...
Smart kid to find you at your weakest when you got a nice little buzz going.
And mom's not in town.
And mom's out of town.
Oh my God, he is brilliant.
Let me tell you, he did this to me twice. I went to get a sandwich on Saturday. And he's like, oh, I don't want a sandwich. Can I get a Lunchable? I was like, sure, grab the Lunchable. We get back home. He's like, oh, this is a Lunchable mom won't let me buy. But she's out of town and you're in charge.
So how many hundreds of dollars did you spend?
$40.
On the game?
$40.
And you feel you need to apologize for $40?
I told my wife she wasn't allowed to spend $25 on a Christmas gift last week.
This isn't a Christmas gift.
It was $40.
Yeah, that's what makes it even worse. This wasn't a Christmas gift. You still have to use your Christmas shopping.
Lana, I'm sorry.
I cannot believe this.
Lana, are you disappointed in him?
I don't care about the money. Yeah. First of all, I don't like him playing the stupid whatever, the Fortnite.
Then you don't want to know what he's doing right now.
Yeah, he's been here all morning.
What? Thanks, Kennedy.
Playing away.
Beep. And then you let him, you didn't even look at the price?
No, I looked at the price.
Oh.
There's different levels. So you can buy like $4.99, $19.99.
So you what made you decide that you wanted to go buy the $4.99 one, buy the $11.99 one? I'm sure there's a $20 one too, to go all the way up to the $40
one. Oh no, there's there's like a $99 one too.
I'm sure there's more, but what made you decide the $40 one is the one you want to go with?
The IPA.
He was buzzing on a sip of sunshine. I mean,
one beer? And you can't one beer?
It was my second beer.
It's like the alcohol percentage is higher, so.
Yeah, and 2 hours later,
I'm crying.
Now, Lana, just to be fair here, did you have any extravagant purchases in New York City this weekend? Because it's such an economical city to be in.
Zero.
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 How'd you do that?
One thing did I buy for myself.
So did you buy it for Lane and then Lane bought something for you and then you gave it to each other kind of thing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I did buy one thing.
Was it over 40?
Oh, at Bergdorf Goodman. Yeah, it was totally under 40. You can't walk in that store.
Lipstick is a necessity in life.
You're damn Skippy, Atlanta. You are damn Skippy.
So now are you going to put a code on Carson's phone that he's not allowed to use anymore?
Ridiculous.
I know. I'm an idiot.
I just feel like that there are people out there who've spent way more than $40.
But
you know what? I think part of the reason he wanted to come to work with you is probably because he thought he could sit on that stupid Fortnite. I won't let him.
Here is the most awkward part. I was talking about this at church on Sunday, and I said, you know, I spent $20 on this game. And Barrett's like, no, you spent $40. I was like, I did? I thought it was only $20.
Well, did you tell the pastor that you'd let him do it after you'd had a couple of beers, too? You share that?
There's a couple layers to this story.
Your church is weird.
Forgive me, Father, for I've sinned against my wife.
Do you have to stand up and say, I'm sorry I spent $40 on Fortnite today? Is that how you guys do confession?
I should have.
There's a lot of things you could spend $40 on better than that.
We're doing penance for microtransactions.
Fine, Carson, yes, but when people break the rules at Christmas, I don't want to hear it.
All right. I love you, babe.
I really didn't spend $50 at Bergdorf.
I hope you did. Get it, girl.
Barrett's the winner in this.
Honestly. He's amazing.
And then he's like, I can't wait to tell mom. I'm like, what are you doing? You hate me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A little Veterans Day montage for you, Kennedy, real quick.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
Today we can definitively say that the Gaddafi regime has come to an end.
And our nation itself is testimony to the love our veterans have had for it and for us.
I wanted to serve my country. I couldn't wait to fight my first war.
Today we keep in our minds the brave men and women of this young nation, generations of them, who above all else believed in and fought for a set of ideals.
And the solemn pride that must be yours to have laid so costly a sacrifice upon the altar of freedom.
I don't know if you saw Kennedy over the weekend. The Marine Corps ball was also this weekend because it was their birthday. And I just saw a lot of Marines walking around downtown over the weekend in full dress.
I was at a bar a couple of years back, right there by where they were having the ball. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it is filled with men in uniform.
Sure.
Head on a swivel.
We had our Veterans Day parade yesterday down in Marshfield.
Oh, really?
It was nice. Yeah, there was people parking around the corner from me and everything like that. So it was really cool to see that.
I have some a couple of different pieces of audio. Annie brought some audio of the kids that she babysits. It's supposed to be pretty funny. But before we get to that, I don't know if you caught Weekend Update. And, you know, Pete Davidson caught some heat a couple of weeks ago. He made some jokes at the expense of a politician who had an eye patch, who lost his eye in battle from shrapnel from like a grenade or something like that. And so
an IED.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, you know, Pete Davidson starts and is going to apologize to Dan on Weekend Update on SNL.
Lieutenant Commander Dave Prentice, everyone, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for making a Republican look good.
Well, I just wanted to say, for people that don't know, the reason you're wearing an eye patch right now is that you lost your eye to an IED in Afghanistan during your third combat tour. And I'm sorry.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate you saying that. Apology accepted.
Just keep breathing.
Sounds like my phone's ringing. No, and I was just going to let it ring because that's rude to answer. Let's just let it go to voicemail.
No, it's cool. Ariana Grande. Well, I'm cool, man.
Yeah. Oh, do you know her?
So then they turned it around. So what they had done, you know, the last time was, you know, said he looks like...
Pete was making fun of him,
like
yeah.
a guy from an adult film star.
Yeah.
So then they turned it around on Pete Davidson.
Last week, I made a joke about a picture of you, and I feel like it would only be fair if you got me back and made fun of a picture of me. Does that sound okay?
I don't really need to do that.
No, come on. I deserve it.
All right, I'll do it.
Please? All right.
This is Pete Davidson. He looks like if the meth from Breaking Bad was a person.
Hey-o!
Even. All right.
Hold on. Well, one more. This is
all right.
He looks like a troll doll with a tapeworm.
Hey-o!
That's good. We should wrap this up.
Oh, hold on. No, this is fun. This is fun.
Cool.
He was so well-spoken.
Thank you
he
for your service, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
and
great.
Then he gave very. This is where, like, for me, you know, being a veteran, I'm sitting in my living room. I watched this actually on Sunday, and like the tears start rolling down my face.
This is Veterans Day weekend, which means that it's a good time for every American to connect with a veteran, maybe say thanks for your service, but I would actually encourage you to say something else. Tell a veteran never forget. When you say never forget to a veteran, you are implying that as an American, you are in it with them. Not separated by some imaginary barrier between civilians and veterans, but connected together as grateful fellow Americans. We'll never forget the sacrifices made by veterans past and present, and never forget those we lost on 9/11, heroes like Pete's father. So I'll just say, Pete, never forget.
Never forget. And that is for both of us.
Yeah, that was...
I think it was really well done.
That's just great.
The whole thing was so well done. You know,
right.
He could have... The politician could have... You know, he made it okay.
Yeah.
And he made it, about something bigger than himself, which I thought was really, really wonderful.
Well, he humanized politics, you know, and that's awesome. Right, and also, you know, it is Veterans Day, and a lot of times we think more about the parades and all the other stuff, and we forget about that. It's people like you, Carson, that did serve, and we appreciate that.
Okay, so with this audio that you brought, Annie, is who?
So the little girls I babysit, Rory is 8 years old, and she just, I was asking her what Veterans Day means to her.
So Rory, what do you think Veterans Day is all about?
I think it's about celebrating people who are in like wars and stuff like that.
How do you think you celebrate it?
With like, well, you put up flags, like the United States flags. Sometimes there's a parade. I would put up a bunch of flags and like skip school and stuff like that.
Yeah. How would you skip school?
Like, where I could celebrate it.
Well, so she can celebrate. I mean, it's a great reason.
Means a lot to a different people. You know, means different things to different people.
Yeah,
so.
But at least she knew, you know, in the beginning.
Did you catch her, like, when she was, like, just getting ready to go to bed? Like, was she almost asleep?
That's when we have our girl talk. We have our pillow talk right before she goes to sleep.
Barrett said to me he didn't get the concept of why I was coming to work today. He's like, Dad, it's Veterans Day. You're a veteran. Why aren't you off? And I was like, well, it's, you know, we're working. I had off yesterday. He's like, but I have off, and I'm not a veteran. And I was like, that is a good point.
Son, you bring up a good point.
Our companies make choices.
Right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Lewis in the backfield goes in motion. Mariota out of the pocket. Mariota throws on the move. Touchdown! The connection to Jonnu Smith, and the Titans are on the board early.
Not a good day for us, and you know, we've got a lot of work to do here. A lot of football left to go. Obviously didn't do much of anything well today.
You know, we can't, and not that we do this, but you know, you just, in the NFL, it's hard to win. You can't expect just to show up and win. That doesn't give the other team enough credit. And today we just played a bad game.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It is 5:55, mostly sunny today. Some rain later, a high of 49. Right now it is 33. There is a Tennessee Titans fan among us.
Oh, man. I woke up this morning feeling great.
Did ya?
Oh, man. I was feeling like I was on cloud nine.
That was just, wow. It was so bad from the get. I mean, the opening play of the game, and we're, you know, they just came out and scored a touchdown right away.
That was the most pitiful game of football I've ever watched in my entire life.
It was terrible.
Not if you were a Tennessee fan.
You're the one.
Yeah.
No, there was a couple of us.
There was a lot of Patriots fans at
there
that
are,
game.
Yeah.
It was a home game in Nashville.
I don't get that. Like, of all the places you could travel to, there are so many that are closer.
Yeah, but people love Nashville.
I get it.
Boston loves Nashville.
It's nice weather down there. Right. And, you know, I had a couple of friends that were at the game, and they were enjoying life. They were like, it was sunny.
Right. Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's a good weekend town to go away to. Like, nobody wants to go to Buffalo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody wants to go to Green Bay.
What kind of fans are you then?
You want to go to a good game, and you think it's a win, too. That's the worst part.
It's a shoo-in.
They think every game's a win.
But cockiness is
ridiculous.
No. This
should have been a win. As a Tennessee Titans fan, this should have absolutely
been
a win.
But this is when it bites them in the ass, when they go play teams that they're supposed to win.
Do you know how many times the Titans had beat the Patriots in the past decade? I think once.
One.
You know how many games the Titans had won this year? Three. Maybe four.
Teams get better. Like, you can't go on the entire life.
We made them look amazing. You guys look like you're going to the Super Bowl.
Half of the team's former Patriots.
That is true.
The coach is a former Patriot, three-time Super Bowl winner with the New England Patriots.
This is so Patriots. The only reason that we lost is because they did something else. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you lost.
Well, the only reason they lost is because the other team won.
There you have it.
They scored more.
There you go.
Tennessee Titans.
I don't know if you caught who's the running back that used to play for the Patriots?
Deion Lewis.
Deion Lewis after the game, Kennedy.
He said it best.
He's like, well, this is what happens when you get cheap.
You go cheap, you get your butt beat.
Yeah.
Wow.
They didn't want to use the word butt.
Yeah, they want to pay him, so he went to the Titans. And there was a bunch of players that used to play for the Patriots to play for the Titans. They're getting paid now.
Make your paper, boo-boo.
Yeah. Ugh, it was not good. Not good at all.
I'm not sure why you're playing that music. Nashville is a remarkably cosmopolitan place.
It's like it's honky-tonk down here.
Yeah, I mean, if you were talking about Biloxi, Mississippi, I'd give that to you, but...
And they still have horse parking.
Yeah.
But you stayed here.
Going to Tootsie's, Kennedy.
Yeah.
We're going to party it up.
You roll down Broadway, you still might step in some horse poop.
Stop it.
The good news is Patriots are off this week. So we have a bye
Can't
week.
Can't lose.
So they're just going to be angry for 2 weeks.
Right. But then we come back. We got a tough couple of games. I think we're at Pittsburgh when we come back.
They better figure it out.
Yeah. They got to figure it out.
I got no patience.
No, none of you do.
Clearly not.
Yay, New England sports fans.
That was tough. That was tough.
You win or you leave. I have no other answer for you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
So last week on Saturday Night Live, Pete Davidson made some jokes at the expense of congressional candidate Dan Crenshaw that did not go over too well. So over the weekend, Pete Davidson apologized and Representative Crenshaw did join him. Pete called himself out for his comments, calling him a war hero who deserves all the respect in the world, went on to apologize and added, if any good came of this, maybe is that for one day the left and the right came together to agree on something, and that's that I'm a jerk. He didn't use that word. And then Crenshaw appeared, and they let Turnabout be fair play and make fun of Pete Davidson.
Last week, I made a joke about a picture of you, and I feel like it would only be fair if you got me back and made fun of a picture of me. Does that sound okay?
I don't really need to do that.
No, come on. I deserve it.
All right, I'll do it.
Please?
One.
All right.
This is Pete Davidson. He looks like if the meth from Breaking Bad was a person.
So there, we're even. All right.
Hold on, well, one more. This is...
All right.
He looks like a troll doll with a tapeworm.
All right, that's good. We should wrap this up.
Oh, hold on. No, this is fun. This is fun.
Cool.
He wrapped up by saying, it's not just that the left and the right can still agree on some things, but also Americans can forgive one another. So very well said.
I think it's also interesting to point out that SNL is making apologies on the air for comments that are kind of out of bounds, which were, as in the past, that's something they wouldn't have done. They just would have either moved on or not acknowledged it or anything like
that.
Or
if they did make the apology, it wouldn't have been on the show.
Yeah, it would have been in the press or something like that, which I think is very interesting to kind of speak to the times that we live in right now.
My favorite part was when his phone started ringing, Dan Ryan's phone started ringing, it was playing a...
Ariana Crenshaw. Sorry. You're thinking of Tom Ryan, who is a spy.
No, I was thinking of Danny Ryan. He's my local rep. Sorry. In Charlestown. Sorry, Danny.
Mark Wahlberg and Post Malone apparently are great friends, Annie.
What?
Yeah. Apparently some of Post Malone's people are from Boston, so they all got to know each other. And they were together. He says they were drinking when he tried to sing Good Vibrations for him, and that didn't go over too well. And then they're filming a new movie together.
Are you kidding me?
And they met at a Wahlburgers, and this is what happened.
I met him at Wahlburgers. His studio is right down the street, so I was like, all right, meet me at the restaurant. And I was like, what do you want to drink? He was like, let me have a glass of wine, Shirley Temple, and a beer. I was like, all three? He ordered like three of everything on the menu.
Dude, it's crazy. He did that at Olive Garden.
And he tears it up.
He really does.
And then, you know what? The nicest guy in the world. Said hi to everybody, taking pictures. And
he really is a nice
guy. He's a sweetheart.
I love him. What, Post, I'm looking forward to seeing you in this movie.
I'm worried about his health.
Yeah, he's the happy drunk, right?
Yeah.
I love him.
I need three of everything. Hi, I'm Posty.
No, he does that when he's not drunk.
Oh, my God.
He's just an angel.
This was a meeting. This wasn't the drunk part.
No,
I know he's a nice
guy.
Next time we go to Wahlburgers, remind me. Shirley Temple, glass of wine, and a Bud Light.
That's called a Posty. The secret menu.
I'm going to have the Posty.
Can I have the Posty secret item, please?
It's like six hamburgers.
Just put the straight sugar right into my veins with Shirley Temple. Bruno Mars just wrapped up his 24-karat Magic World Tour, but he is not done giving back. He announced that he'll be providing 24,000 meals to Hawaiian residents in need this Thanksgiving. His donation is to the Salvation Army Hawaiian and Pacific Islands Division 48th Annual Thanksgiving Dinner Meal Program. It annually feeds more than 2,000 people, but this gift allows the program to expand this year to even more residents.
That is awesome.
People do not realize how impoverished that state is. The state is, you know, the disparity between wealth and poverty is a great gap there in that state.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win.
man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Campy Kennedy, brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. Kathy's from Brockton. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Kathy moved to Boston because she wanted to be near the snow.
No, 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 no.
She used to live in Southern California.
Oh, I thought you meant like from Brockton. And I was like, to Boston. I'm like, that makes no, what?
From Southern California. Do you have any family that was affected by the fires that are happening out there?
Actually, I do. I have my mom was evacuated. My aunt was evacuated.
Oh, my gosh.
So right now, they are back in their houses.
Mm, oh, that's scary.
Scary stuff. Scary stuff.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kathy?
I will. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. Remember, tie is still considered a loss for you. Question number one, Anne Hathaway turns 36 today. She played Andy Sachs, starring opposite Meryl Streep's Miranda Priestley. Excuse me, opposite Miranda Streep's Miranda Presley in which movie?
The Devil Wears Prada.
Sorry, my apologies. It's okay. I read the questions in my head, they sound different than when I say them out loud.
Worst.
I don't know. Question number two: nightmare fuel alert. A 45-year-old man in Thailand was recently going to the bathroom at work when a 10-foot python slithered out of the toilet and bit his groin area.
Ooh, what?
We're good.
Yeah.
Oh.
He received 15 stitches. What is the name of the giant snake movie from the 90s starring John Voight, Jennifer Lopez, and Ice Cube?
The giant snake movie? Mega?
Godzilla.
Question number three. Nicki Minaj accepted the People's Choice Award for the top female artist of 2018. Nicki says actor Michael B. Jordan would be taking off her dress later.
What?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Awkward.
You thought.
Michael B. Jordan plays whose son in the Creed films?
In the Creed movie?
In the Creed movie, yes.
Oh, in the Creed.
What is the dad's name?
The dad. No, I got nothing.
Nope. Question number four. Ryan Gosling is 38 today. Name the 2016 movie he starred in as a jazz pianist, Sebastian Wilder, opposite Emma Stone. Who are you talking
about? No, I'm doing terrible.
Did you break up there?
Question number five. The Magic 8-Ball, the card game Uno, and pinball machines are this year's inductees into the National Toy Hall of Fame. How many different answers are there in a Magic 8-Ball? 8, 12, or 20?
Oh, 8.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oh, just turn my day around.
Turn my crown upside down.
Yes. Had the Monday blues. Now life is good, Kennedy. Kathy got 1 out of 5.
Sooch.
Veterans Day suit. Veterans Day suit. I sooch you.
Oh, well. At least I didn't get 0.
That's true. Here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Anne Hathaway turns 36 today. She played Andy Sachs, starring opposite Meryl Streep's Miranda Priestley, in which movie?
The Devil Wears Prada.
Tied to 1. Question number 2. Nightmare fuel alert. A 45-year-old man in Thailand was recently going to the bathroom at work when a 10-foot python slithered out of the toilet.
Really?
And bit his groin area.
Explain to me how that is pop culture, Daniel.
We'll get there.
He received 15 stitches, Kennedy. What is the name of the giant snake movie from the 90s starring John Voight, Jennifer Lopez, and Ice Cube?
Anaconda.
Don't want none.
Unless you got buns, hon.
2-1. Question number 3. Nicki Minaj accepted the People's Choice Award for the top female artist of 2018. Nicki says actor Michael B. Jordan would be taking off her dress later.
Yeah, it was weird.
Please don't do that.
Michael B. Jordan plays whose son in the Creed films?
Apollo.
3-1. Question number 4. Ryan Gosling, 38 today, named the 2016 movie he starred in as a jazz pianist, Sebastian Wilder, opposite Emma Stone.
It's the Moonlight. No, La La Land.
It won Best Picture for 5 minutes.
Oopsie.
4-1. Question number 5. The Magic 8-Ball, the card game Uno, and pinball machines are this year's inductees into the National Toy Hall of Fame. How many different answers are there inside a Magic 8-Ball, Kennedy? 8, 12, or 20?
12. It's 8.
20.
It's one of those weird tries.
It is
27-sided die.
Dodecahedron?
That.
10 positive, 5 non-committal and 5 negative, just in case.
Sounds like my life, 5 non-committal.
Oh, that's a lot higher than that.
Oh, ouch.
Wow. Dang.
Really?
Wow. Damn.
4-1 is the final score. Nice job with the win, Kennedy.
Okay.
Kathy, I'm sorry
I'm
you didn't
go get
the cash.
I'm going to cry in the corner, but that'll be all right.
But you did get yourself 4 tickets to see Charlie Brown Christmas Live at the Vox Center Schubert Theater November 29th through December 2nd. Join the Peanuts
That's
gang
awesome.
As they put on their own play and discover the meaning of the season. So enjoy those, okay?
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I am Kathy from Brockton, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Hmm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.